The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State visits Michigan State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
Take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Urban, I was just wondering how you would describe maybe that competition going into this week for the safety job opposite Jordan Fuller, and is Brendan White in the middle of it?
Absolutely is, and I just actually met with the defensive staff and to get an update on that, and it's going to split reps, and I'm sure they'll both play, but who starts will be determined by this week.
And one other thing is, as you look at Michigan State on video, their defense especially. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. But what is it that they do especially well up front that causes teams problems?
Well, they penetrate the defense line's big and strong, and then the linebackers don't sit back once a run is surfaces. They hit it hard and they pull off double teams, and just a very good defense.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, this week's game against Michigan State, are you confident in your team that you guys, this week in practice, you guys will be able to figure out what's been the problem defensively and get things turned around against a tough team on the road?
That's what we practice Tuesday and Wednesday for. The good news is I think we're going to be relatively healthy back there. We have all three corners and then some good depth now finally at safety. So, you're facing a team that does a lot of stuff on offense. You know, I haven't really studied them. I used to do that on Wednesday. But very talented running backs, very talented receivers, and a very good offense line, a quarterback that can run and throw and do the whole package. So they're very multiple. And so when you ask if we're confident, I'll know more after this week. But I thought we took a good step last week. Even though we gave up some yards, we are getting better.
And with the running game, Urban, a dramatic improvement this past week, even though it was a close game, the running game improved. What do you put your finger on as to why the improvement was made against Nebraska?
Well, when you're five offensive linemen, all great champions, and your two running backs did as well, and, just the whole 2 weeks prior was spent on pad level and running through tackles, and, and they'll be challenged. This will be a much more stiff challenge this week.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban, you kind of touched on this a little bit yesterday, but the young players you have, the players from the 17 and 18 recruiting classes, some have made an impact, certainly. But are you hoping for more, and do you think that will happen this year even?
We are hoping for more, and someone made a good point. Those are very highly ranked recruiting classes, and I'm trying to, there have been some young players step up out of those two classes, and we're hoping for more. You saw, like I said, Brendan White stepped up. Chris Olave is a guy that's knee-deep in the mix now of getting in the rotation and certainly showed signs of being a great player for us, and plenty of others. BC Pete Warner out there starting, Baron Browning, Jeff Okuda, those were all some of the top guys in those class a year ago.
And do you see any guys from the 18 class? You mentioned Josh Proctor yesterday. Who are the guys from this past class that you think that
most? He got a little better. He's helping us on special teams, which is, your first. You have to get involved with that. You're just catching me off guard a little bit, Bill. But, yeah, we're hoping more. We get more active involvement out of the 18s.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
Your next question is from Ari Wasserman, The Athletic.
Urban's kind of on that same note, speaking of elite recruiting classes and players in those elite recruiting classes. Wyatt Davis, you touched on it a little bit yesterday, but going back and watching the game again, it looked like he played very well. Of all the positions that you guys have on the field, is the offensive line the toughest one for a young kid to break into in the middle of the year, and how did you really assess the way he played in the limited time he had against Nebraska?
Well, we've been bringing up his name quite often. He's going to have a fine career here. He's one of our most improved players. He's always had the talent, but now he's just a finisher and a very tough guy. So he did play well. We're hoping to get more, get him more involved. It's hard to break up, when you have five guys playing together. But he's the next guy in, and he played well in the game Saturday and deserves more time.
And one other question that's kind of unrelated. I know you haven't been asked about Tate Martell in the last few weeks. Just wondering behind the scenes how he's doing, and do you guys still have ongoing discussions about maybe getting him into the game, maybe red zone stuff, or is he kind of just settled in as your backup right now?
No, we do, and he's frustrated, positive. You know, he wants to play. He's a elite competitor, and those are ongoing conversations.
Thanks, Urban.
Your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Yeah, Urban, you mentioned that two safeties will both play. Were you referring to Isaiah Pryor or to Sean Wade there?
I'm sorry, Sean Wade and him are in the rotation. Isaiah Pryor is back being healthy, and he's also battling. We do have some depth there now.
So it's kind of a freeway competition this week. Are you looking at it as White and Wade being the most likely guys to play this week?
White, Wade probably to get the start, but once again, that's why you go out and practice and see who has the best week.
Thanks, Urban.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, rare double dip. Urban, I think one of the guys you might have been looking for there in the 2018 class is Jeremy Ruckert. We all thought he was going to be this pass-catching phenom that had to learn how to block, but he seems to be catching on to the blocking side pretty well, at least from my vantage point. What is your take on that?
He's much improved, and he is a very good pass catcher, and we're hoping to get him more involved with that as well.
Thank you.
Your next question is a follow-up from Ken Rhoda, WHBC Radio.
Urban, road games in the Big Ten, we see spreads on games and who the favorite is and everything like that, but a lot of times you can throw that out the window. Why is it so hard to win on the road in the Big Ten?
Well, I've made this comment several times, and I can only give you the last 7 years that I think it's always been, I know the history of the Big Ten pretty well growing up here and being, being around Ohio State football really most of my life, at least following them. And I think what happened, I think the Big Ten said, let's go be the best conference in America, and that's kind of what you've seen all these teams doing. And every stadium we walk into is, you better strap it up and go. And I just think the Big Ten, top to bottom, is, if not the best, one of the best conferences in America.
You understand that. I understand that. Is it hard to convince 18, 19, 20-year-old kids when they're on social media and you guys are obviously picked most of the time to be favorites where that maybe they don't understand that until, unfortunately, they go there and they get upset?
No, I don't think so. I think, I think – players are very smart, and the videotape is a thing that catch people attention. So I don't believe so. I walk into the building, I see everybody staring at their phones all day long. So who knows? But I just know that we prepare and watch videotape, and when you have smart players and who they're getting ready to go play, they better be ready.
Thanks,
Coach. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.